Hello.
Hello. I'm looking to speak with Scott.
That's he. This is he.
Hi, Scott. Hope your day is going well. This won't take more than 2 minutes. My name is George with Restorify. We are a part of the Interlock brand. This call has been recorded for quality. I'm calling to offer you a chance to expunge your DWI record, which means making it invisible to the public. This can save you money and time compared to hiring an attorney. And all you need to do is just create an account on our website and take a free and private pre-screening test. And if you pass, we'll let you know in 1 to 2 days if you do pass. We'll send the information to your email. The pre-screening is 100% free and completely private. If you don't mind me asking, Scott, your DWI, how long have you had?
Well, I have two, actually.
You got two, okay.
One was a little over 2 years ago, like 3 years ago now. And the other one was 5 years ago.
Okay.
6 years ago, maybe.
Well, thank you so much for letting me know that. What we can do for you, Mr. Scott, is check to see which one is expungible or not, and we'll let you know in 1 to 2 days. This part is free.
Well, I'm still on probation for the one, so I would assume that's not going to be expungible. Here's what I will say. It is very nice to know you guys offer this service. I think I'm probably a little ways away. I'm still working on finishing up probation and getting done with the other. But once I am done, I'll look into it, because I'm almost certain you can't expunge something I'm still on probation for.
Okay.
So why don't I finish up with the probation and then reach out to you guys in regards to that?
Sure, no problem. Just one more question, Scott. Are you still do you still have the device in your vehicle, the Interlock device?
No, sir.
So you completed that program?
Yes, I completed that. Yep.
Okay. The reason why I'm asking, Scott, is since you have completed the Interlock program, that is good.
Twice, actually.
Judge. Twice. Wow. What
did,
yeah. Did you see the judge the first time you passed it?
No, I didn't have to. My only stipulations on my first DWI, I was let go on my own recognizance. My only stipulation was to successfully complete the Interlock process. So I never had to go back to see the judge through that occasion.
Okay, because I dealt with clients that they have the same exact program, but it's not called Interlock. It's called Proposition 36. And these guys, they have to go back to court, and then the judge tells them, "Hey, you passed your program. Congratulations." He waits.
Oh no, nope! I never had to deal with that.
Oh, okay.
No, yeah, no. It was just kind of like stipulated by the judge that I get any, because it wasn't an Intoxilox, any Interlock system, you know. I just happened to choose Intoxilox.
Okay. Well, hey, Scott, thank you so much for taking my call. And once you're done with probation, please, you can look us up online. It's restorify.com, or you can feel free to call this number, and we'll be more than happy to help you with an expungement.
So it's restorify.com, but you guys work through Intoxilox? Or you work with anything, I suppose.
Actually, we're a brand of Intoxilox. That's what we are. But we provide
Treatment
service. If anybody wants to get their DWI expunged, you know, people are looking for a better job, a loan, or a better place to live, we help them expunge it. And this part, well, the pre-screening is always free, because we always check first to see if it's expungable or not, because some people, they have felonies that are DWI, some people have misdemeanors.
Mine was, I think, a felony, to be honest.
Okay, you see, felonies we cannot do, but that's because of the state of Minnesota. They, you know, once you have a DWI felony, the state says that you cannot expunge it, and we respect.
Well,
that.
I would have to look into that. Maybe part of my stipulations of my probation is if I pass the probationary period, I think maybe it gets knocked down to a misdemeanor. But I'd have to look into that. But it was restorify.com.
Yes. Yes, sir. That's the address.
Okay. Well, yeah, I'll put that on the shelf once I finish probation. I'll get started on the process. I appreciate the information.
Yeah, and also remind your probation officer to to have them, you know, to have them waive the court fees. This way, you would only, with us, you would only pay $99 to get that expunge. And your,
okay.
And your probation officer can help you get the fines. Like, if there is any, you know, fine, court fees or anything like that, he can get the judge to waive that for you. So you would only
okay.
pay $99. Yeah. But you got to talk to your probation officer and convince him. The majority of them, they do it. Once you finish, you know, any type of program or probation, they will help you.
Sure. Well, yeah, as I get close to finishing probation here, I'll look into it and go from there.
Okay. Well,
thank you for your time.
And thank you for your time. You have a great day.
You too, buddy.
Bye-bye.